伦敦的一家建筑公司呢，针对中国的空气污染状况提出了一个解决的方案，让人们在大泡泡里生活。 The Sydney Morning Herald reports a London-based architecture firm has a novel idea to tackle China's air pollution, living in a bubble. The firm is taking the expression living in a bubble to a whole new level. Or Projects has come out with designs for gigantic inflatable bubbles that would canopy over parks and developments, providing fresh air. The project led by Richard Soldi, aptly named Bubbles, has been shortlisted for the World Architecture Festival in Singapore in October.
According to Mr. Soldi, the design is a response to the bad air quality which is affecting many cities in developing countries like India and China. The bubble would inflate over a central park or botanical gardens,and hang off surrounding buildings that would be used for apartments, offices, and retail space, all benefiting from the same fresh air.
Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting. If we have such a, for example, a big bubble, then what about these automobile exhaust?
Well, yeah, this is the worrying thing.
That would be a problem.
Well, I think it's the worrying thing that if people got accustomed to...putting one of these bubbles up, the problem of pollution might not be addressed as quickly or as effectively. But, I mean, it's not being addressed very quickly anyway. 2030 is when we've been told that the air in Beijing may be
cleaner. Yeah, you have planned to hold your breath for 16 years.
Exactly. So I think that's one of the problems with this. The other thing is that there is a saying, if governments could tax fresh air,they would. And so up until this point, they haven't been able to. But you can guarantee that this would not be free. You would have to pay to breathe the fresh, clean air, when surely, as people that live on this planet, shouldn't we all be able to breathe fresh air without having to pay for it?
And nowadays, you can see that many people in Beijing, we have bought these air cleaners at home. So we actually have paid a lot for that.
That's true, actually, you know. I mean, it does kind of contradict what I just said, in that many people already are paying to get fresh air. But it's not the ideal solution, as an architectural project, it's very interesting if they really could make a giant bubble over a football stadium or something like that. People might want to go in there just to spend the afternoon reading their e-reader or watching some movies on their mobile phone.And breathing in fresh air for the afternoon.
And this actually is not the first London-based firm to turn their attention to China's pollution problem. And Chatwood Architects recently unveiled plans for two super tall skyscrapers for the city of Wuhan. 这样的泡泡方案呢，应对空气污染是不是可行？在微信上可以告诉我们你的想法。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，你可以在微信中搜索 C Driver C D R I V E R。我们会在节目里和大家分享你的观点。